Thank you very much. And let's move on to 419.
Authorize the purchase of a capital project management software system not to exceed $825,000.
Your continued role as Water Bureau designated hitter.
Yes.
Tell us about this one.
So this project is to authorize purchasing a project management system that we can use during construction. We, in the last 5 years, we've been piloting a project management system on our large reservoir projects, each valuing over $30 million, and concluded in 2015 that we've been annually saving about $100,000 per project per year in reduced staff time by having this computerized project management system. We would like to continue using a computerized system because it provides us a lot of efficiencies and a reduction in paperwork and is more sustainable. We've been talking to BTS and have gone through their processes for using an alternative software system. We've done their hosting analysis and the SAP review, and then we went through the Technology Oversight Committee review to decide whether or not it would fall in under their review or whether it would be one of those that had low impact and was exempt. The Bureau directors have looked at it and have said, yes, it has low impact and is exempt from the Technical Oversight Committee review. And BTS has endorsed moving forward with getting this as an alternative project. What we're proposing is to get a web-hosted system that we can share interactively with our project team and on multiple projects and be more efficient with that. Cost of this is we're asking for a five-year service contract. And over 5 years, it's $825,000. And we have funds in the 2015-16 budget for implementing it, and then we're asking it in the next 5 years in our annual budgets as well.
So this will be in your capital budget, or this is just in the yeah, it's not really a capital item?
I don't believe it's in the capital. I think it's in our base.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Questions?
Can you explain a little more about the cooperative procurement method?
The cooperative, for what I know of the cooperative procurement method, it is anytime we have any government agency has contracts that we can go as the city, if we don't have something in-house that we can tag on to, we can go to one of those other agencies and tag on to or piggyback on to their contracts and negotiate the terms for our specific work as a task order, and that's what we're trying to do. And then we've talked to procurement and have gotten their authorization to do a cooperative agreement process, and then they're going to come forward with a report to council on what contract we actually go with.
So maybe before next week I could get some more information on that, because my understanding was that it doesn't come back to council.
Oh, my understanding is it did, but I will find out.
Yeah, if we're authorizing a purchase on a previously budgeted line item, it would.
Right, but this is $825,000. So
yeah.
It's a fairly major amendment to any previous contract. So I'd just like to know before the second reading vote next week.
Sure.
I'm not familiar with that.
I'll get more information.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I apologize. I stepped out, but I walked back in as you said. It was somehow determined that this was exempt from our Technology Oversight Committee. Who made that determination?
The policy on the Technical Oversight Committee says that the Bureau administrators from BTS, OMF, and the Bureau that's requesting it, in this case the Water Bureau, review the initial intake form for the Technical Oversight Committee, and they did. And it's a 7-page questionnaire where they go through and decide that it is a low impact, and as a low impact, it's not under the technical council's review.
Okay, thanks.
Low impact means low potential for failure?
No, it has a low impact on BTS staffing is what I understand, and because it's a web-based program that is hosted by another company outside of the city, there's no impact on the city staffing. That's my understanding of
it. That's not our criteria.
Yeah, that right. That doesn't necessarily assure.
Then I'll get more information before that too.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be helpful. That appreciate raising that concern because just because the procurement method's different doesn't mean that the danger level's less.
Just because BTS isn't going to have much to do with it doesn't mean that it's doesn't.
Yes.
Good cash commission
stuff.
I'll get more information.
Examples.
Okay.
Thank you, Tina. Okay. Other questions for Teresa? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then it comes back next week in second reading with your follow-up, please. Now.